And why is the issue of displaced economically speaking, also politically speaking? Because we have a political camp or a political movement in Lebanon which attached everything with Syria, with what is going on in Syria. They linked everything with the events in Syria. Now, and this political movement also disrupted and froze everything in order to wait what is going on in Syria. Based upon what? Based upon their belief that the regime in Syria will fall and that Syria will fall. And some people dream about returning from the Damascus airport and they don't want to return from the Beirut airport. And some of them also dream that Syria will become affiliated with another regional group, will change its regional affiliation, which will hence enhance the capabilities and the opportunities of this specific Lebanese political movement to impose its conditions and to impose its behavior, its approach of putting all others out, leaving all others out in Lebanon. I don't want to speak about who's disrupting, who's not disrupting, who's freezing the situation or not. This is something which we are sick of now in Lebanon. I believe the Lebanese are sick of this. In the end, the Lebanese are concerned with deciding. The Lebanese people will decide who is disrupting the process, whether it be in the parliament or in the government, even in the caretaker government. We have very urgent issues which cannot put up with any delay, and I'll speak about this later. Who's preventing any progress? Who's preventing the table of national dialogue? Who's preventing the formation of government? We're sick of this blaming who is behind it or who is not. I think enough has been said, and the Lebanese people are the ones every Lebanese person can judge. And based upon his judgment, he can say who was disrupting and preventing all this progress from being made. Now, with respect to Syria, over the past few months, huge or big developments took place in Syria and the region and the world with respect to Syria or the case of Syria. And it led to a specific direction. Beginning from the battlefield, meaning the developments which took place on the battlefield in favor of the Syrian Arab army and all of the popular committees which stand in support of the Syrian army, and the incapability of the armed groups to make any changes on the battlefield or to change the balance of power on the battlefield, which they said is in a condition to go to Geneva, also the upper hand of the regime and the infighting between the armed groups, which led to the death and the wounding and the prisoning of thousands, and also destruction of many different areas and continued fighting in more than one area. The change of the mood inside Syria as a result of the performance and behavior of the armed groups, their behavior on the battlefield, and as a result of developments in the region and the world, and a change in the public opinion, whether it be in the Arab world and Islamic world, whether it be the public opinion of the people of the region. This is what we saw during the very difficult weeks which the region went through, when there was a possibility that the Americans would launch a strike against Syria, the incapability of the opposition to unify itself, despite the fact that the whole world intervened to unify this opposition politically, and also the differences and the non-linkage disagreements between the inside opposition and foreign opposition, also what happened in Egypt and how this affected the situation, the preoccupation of many of these countries or these sides in their own internal issues, also the fact that there no longer exists the option of a outside military strike, and the perseverance of the Syrian army and its ability to confront the challenges with patience and wisdom. This all led to the following result. We conclude the following, and there's no need for anyone to speak against this. The conclusion is there is no military solution in Syria. Some people insist on banging their heads, but there's no need to. Today, the whole world, except for some exceptions, the whole world has reached the conclusion that there is no military solution. There's no military solution. The acceptable, available solution in Syria is a political solution. And the way to reach the political solution is dialogue, political dialogue, without any preconditions. Without any preconditions. He who wants to set preconditions is preventing dialogue from taking place, just like what is happening here in Lebanon. Without preconditions, people go to dialogue, and then via dialogue, by this dialogue, we reach a political solution. And today, political dialogue and a political solution are based upon international, regional, and internal support. Now, what is being said today about a Geneva II conference, regardless of some of the conditions and some of the details, in the end, this opens a horizon. And I believe that Lebanon and all the regional countries, all the people of the region who were, of course, affected and will be, of course, affected by the crisis in Syria, by the continuation of this crisis, negatively affected and will be positively affected by a solution to this crisis. So everybody must exert and pursue efforts in order to reach a political solution in Syria. We have one regional country which is still very angry. I don't want to launch an attack, nor do I want to open up a problem, ignite a problem. I'm not uncovering a secret. The first letter of this regional country is the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It's well known. It is still angry. It's still very angry because things didn't go according to its wishes. Even if they bring 10,000s of fighters from all over the world, from Chechnya, from the Caucasus region, from the Arab countries, from the Islamic countries, even from Germany, from France, from Austria, from Belgium, from Britain, from America, it's all from all over the world. Okay, weapons and financing, and we've heard about $30 billion, political pressure, international pressure, and also a siege, sanctions, media, incitement, everything. Anything you can think of. I can say that up until now, that the opposing side, which was targeting and aiming to overthrow the regime in Syria and take control of Syria, everything it could have done, at every level, in all perspectives, was done. And nothing happened. It didn't achieve its goal. This is the world of what is possible, what can possibly be achieved. In the end, the world must see how it can treat the wound, how it can address the situation. We cannot continue to have the region ignited in flames because one country is angry, because one country is behaving in a different manner. Today, it is trying to prevent any national dialogue, political dialogue, striving to delay the Geneva II conference. What you're hearing in Syria, you'll see on the news every day that we have a group of contingency, military contingencies, which separated from this group, and we have a new military brigade. I call this, different breaking and forming. This is what is happening in Syria, and they all say that we reject Geneva II, we reject dialogue, we reject a political solution. The Syrian National Coalition doesn't represent us. All of them are drinking water from the same source, the source of those who want to prevent a political solution in Syria. They're drinking from one tap. What does this mean, disrupting or preventing political solution? It means more fighting, more victims, more destruction, more sabotage in Syria, more humanitarian and security and economic and political repercussions on Lebanon and Jordan, on Iraq, on Turkey and all regional countries, and also on Palestine and the Palestinian cause, as we said from day one. This is what it means. This is what such stubbornness means. And it's also stubbornness without any horizon, intransigence without any horizon at all. I'd also like to add that taking advantage of the possible conference in Geneva is better for you, because the upcoming phase, the future phase, is not to your favor, whether it be on the battlefield or internally in Syria or regionally or internationally speaking. On the contrary, according to what we see now, it's better for you to go to a political dialogue and political solution in Syria. And actually, all of those whose heart beat for Syria, whether those who live inside Syria or the displaced who have left outside Syria,